you're freezing, Bella. Relax. You'll warm up soon. Faster if you took your clothes off.
In brightest day, in darkest night. Oh, shit. Wait, I'm doing the wrong one. I'm so used to the Patreon. Yo, whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high quality nerd commentary, we got my son Colton, aka Pizza Parker. Talk to the people.
Baby. Marry me. No.
And as always, you know what I mean, we got our son Gas just floating in here. You hear him, you hear him somewhere by the fan. He's floating around, you know what I mean. And you know who it is, your boy Dennis, aka Old Dirty Dennis, aka The Dream, I love you girl, aka Old Dirty Jake, cause there's no father to his hating. You know what I mean, aka Return of the Mick, aka Bella, you know what I mean? Welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast. Bro, how you feeling?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm chilling.
So, you know, people keep talking about, they get excited when we do these, especially yeah, Twilight, you know what I mean?
Like, people really like
people like our recap of Twilight. And, you know, we got to keep it going, you know what I mean? So now we're doing Twilight 3, aka Eclipse. And like I was telling Colton before we started recording, I call this literally the toxic nigga manual, bro. Like, this, if you wanted to be a toxic nigga, just watch this movie.
Bella and
just
future.
Yo, also, amazing.
Both men doing too much.
Too much. The most. Crazy. The abso-fucking-lutely most. So yeah. All right. So the movie starts off with this dude getting attacked and, you know, we talked about in the past where it's just like, yo, I know this is supposed to be like a romance type thing, but they started off mad vicious. Like, it literally starts off with this dude running, he gets attacked, he gets bit, and like, you know, like the venom shit, like how it boils your blood or whatever. So this shit is like crazy off rip. This is supposed to be a love, like there's no love in this.
Oh, they changing.
Yeah, like they jumping in. This was clearly directed by Zack Snyder or some shit. Like, he went crazy just to keep this shit started.
It's definitely like the Watchmen part.
Yo, dead ass. So Edward is like that in like the grass or whatever. This nigga's smitten, like out of control. And Bella's like reading poetry or whatever. And he's just like, yo, marry me. Like my son called, marry me.
No.
And then he like props up and he gets serious. He's like,
yeah.
Yo, and here's the start of the toxicity. Cause this nigga says, marry me again. And she says, turn me. It's like, yo, man, wait, yo, relax.
Ultimatums.
Relax. The movie just started. She's
I'm super ultimatum.
Already, son.
Oh, my bad.
Skinny.
That was in the thought.
Yo,
oh my god, she's clearly, why are you doing that?
She's clearly not okay. Like,
it's clearly not fine.
She's mad thirsty to be a vampire. Honestly, if I was Edward, I would never turn her. She's way too thirsty. I feel like if she get the power, she gonna be wilding out way too much. Cause ain't nobody want to be a vampire that bad, bro. Like, she's thirsty. Like,
she's kind of wilding. It's kind of like you're doing way too
mad
much
red flags, bro.
Be turned and like, I get it, but at the same time, like, you're doing a lot.
A lot. And you know, she's like thirsty to be a vampire because she was willing to compromise. I was like, yo, I'll marry you if you turn me. Bro, like, what's up with, yo?
She just walked away, man.
Yo, it's nuts. Care. It's fucking nuts. So anyway, basically, it's coercion is literally what this shit is. And this nigga was just like, yo, like, but like, marry me though. And she, after all that, she was like, yo, but did you know technically marriage is just a piece of paper and like 2 out of 3 marriages end in divorce? Nigga.
Way to ruin the romantic movie.
What's up with
you? What is good?
What's up with her?
Scaring the bros.
Yo, she's scaring the bros. Why that's the name of this episode. The bros, scaring the bros, son. Yo, she had me mad uncomfortable. I was mad uncomfortable watching this whole shit.
Why, yo, Bella, just like chill for like 2 seconds.
Dead ass. Anyway, we move forward and we find out Jacob is having like a tough time and her like pops is just like, yo, like reach out to him, check up on him. For whatever reason, the pops just love Jacob. Like, if it was the pops' choice, Jacob's the pick. She's just like, he's just like, yo, check up on him or whatever. So she gets in a car. This is, again, the toxicity in this movie is nuts.
Ridiculous.
So she's going to go see her friend that her pops is like, yo, check on him. He's down bad. He just needs somebody to reach out.
Need a friend.
She gets in the car. Shit won't start. Why won't it start? Because this nigga Edward clipped the tires, my nigga.
Wait, before he goes to the tires. This is that what he goes to. He says that. He sits in the car. He goes, car not working. I think you try to go to that center reservation with. And she's just like,
how did you know that?
How did you know that? Like, why is my car? Did you do something to my car? He's like, I gotta keep you safe, girl.
From what?
Is dangerous. These wolves is dangerous.
These niggas live in
I
Seattle.
Need you to stay in the house forever
until you marry me. Yo. Do not leave the house. So at least someone's finally matching her toxicity because she loved this shit clearly because she just won't leave this nigga alone. So just like you said, like the car's not working. He's like stopping her from going or whatever. Meanwhile, they're supposed to be graduating this year. So another thing that kind of struck me is these niggas is graduating. They already seniors. This third movie, these niggas are seniors. When the fuck were these niggas in school, son? Like, when did these niggas study? They stopped studying after the first movie, my nigga. Yo, she spent the whole second movie
always,
sick.
It'll always be said that, like, movies like this, they do such a good job at letting you know. Not getting educated.
Yo.
They just doing whatever they gotta
son,
do.
Son, these niggas went to Power Ranger University, son, because these niggas was not in class, bro.
When they was in class, they was talking to each other.
The whole fucking time, son. These niggas did no studying, son.
I need Bella's transcript.
I need statistical data on Seattle, my nigga.
I need Edward. I need Bella's report.
Because they're growing, they're grading these niggas on a crazy curve, my nigga. It's impossible, son.
Or maybe because they chant the niggas so much because they've been in the school for so long that they just pass everybody and
yo,
don't realize.
It's crazy to me. Anyway, so we move forward again. My nigga Jacob hit the scene, you know what I mean? He got the fucking wrestler intro. Yeah, he got the new cut.
He got new cut. They gave him the alpha haircut. Woo! They was like, yo, he's no longer a long-haired
nigga.
Dude. Now he's a hot babe.
Yep. Look stud muffin.
He's strong. Look at Shark Boy. Look how strong Shark Boy has gotten. You love Shark Boy.
Yo.
Taylor Lautner, the GOAT.
Exactly. So we move forward, and one of the funniest things to me is this nigga did not take a sip before he starts spilling the tea, my nigga. Like, right away, this nigga's just like, yo, something's up with that nigga Edward. I need to tell you, like, he's not okay. This nigga goes into straight hate mode literally within seconds of his intro, son. And he's, like, telling her, like, yo, Victoria, like, shorty with the redhead, like, earlier, yo, like, shit's crazy, like, it's not safe out here. Like, you should be with me. Because see what happens when you fuck with these vampire niggas? Ain't nobody after the wolves, nigga. Like, we cool. Yes. We just a pack. Like, niggas is chilling. You want to be with this nigga? Look at the shit you going
Look
through.
Shit.
Look at your shit you got to go through, son.
Nigga had with the finest Dirty Mac. He's like, yo, look at what these niggas got to live like. Look at how we live.
Edward jumps in, just telling this nigga, yo, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, mind your business. This shit got nothing to do with you. Hold it down. And Jacob is smiling, grinning from ear to ear because he already got this nigga. He already under this nigga's skin, son. I'm fucking with you already, nigga. And I'm hot now, nigga. Woo! Guard your bitch. Oh, shit. So he's grinning, like I said, he's grinning from ear to ear or whatever. This nigga is like, not my, like, literally, he leaves she leaves with Jacob, and Edward's just standing there just like, yo, like, not my boo leaving with the ops. Like, the fuck is going on? Like, anyway, she visits Jacob's pack. And we find out the wolves have like a wolf telepathy or whatever. Yeah. And he starts breaking down like imprinting. Now I'm listening to this nigga breaking down imprinting, and I'll be honest with you, that shit just sounds like childhood puberty. Like, it's literally what that shit sounds like. Cause he's just like, yo, like, this nigga's supposed to be like, what, 16 in this movie or 17 or some shit? I was not talking like that. He's 17, my nigga. He was just like, yo, so imprinting, it's like you just fall in love to the point where it's like gravity doesn't hold you to earth anymore. She does. What do you even know about that, bro? Hey, like,
listen, he could also turn into a giant wolf. Can't doubt him.
I was like, yo, like, what are you talking about,
son? That's a primal feeling, yo. Brother. Yo, open up your third eye. As a wolf, you instinctively feel that love, dude.
That nigga was going crazy, son.
I was like, what is this poetry shit
yo
going on right now? Hey, but he was a poet in the old movies. I will say they kept it up with him doing crazy shit.
And I'm just sitting there thinking like, yo, like wolves, vamps, Bella, like all these niggas in this whole town are just mad intense, son. Like overly intense. Like I can understand Jacob because he's young. What the fuck is up with like Edward, nigga? Like you're 140, son. Grow up, nigga.
That's also because he hasn't gotten pussy.
Yep. I need these niggas to grow up, son.
140 years old, you never got no ass. You know how much shit you missed out on, dude? Like, you are way behind. Yeah. You're way behind. Like, way behind. First of all, dude, if a Night Deviant was here, and I know that dude don't like me, he would say, in something of this vein,
this guy doesn't fuck. What the hell? How old? 140? Jesus Christ. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Yo,
listen. That's why he's breaking Bella's car.
Yo, you know what would happen to fucking Edward if he got caught up with like video vixens, my nigga? Yo. Mariah?
Yo, imagine.
Mariah, who had Zion fucked up, she'd have this nigga in a blender, my
imagine,
nigga.
Imagine Selma Hayek when she was a vampire.
Yo. Yo.
A fold, man.
Son.
Yo.
Just give this nigga Instagram and it's over for that relationship,
yeah,
son.
It'll be done. He'd be like, what is bad bitches? Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Whoa. I just keep scrolling.
And I kept saying to myself, I'm 16. I could bump it. I'm actually 140. That's crazy.
Yo, that shit would be hilarious, man. Anyway, so we move forward. This nigga Jacob is like this close to calling vampires like crackers or something, son. This nigga's just... he hates these niggas.
Like loaded up.
This nigga hates them niggas, son.
Fucking vamps.
Yo, he's just like, yo, they not even alive, Bella. Like, come on.
He's upset.
That nigga is upset. This nigga's hormones is going crazy, son. Like, on 10 the whole fucking time. She heads home. After this long, intense shit with fucking Jacob, who's by her door? Edward, nigga. Edward is already by the door. Alice is there, too. She's like, yo, there was clearly an intruder in your house. Nigga's already in your shit. It was a B&E. Like, shit is not, it's not player. Like, you're not safe. She's just like, yo, like, what? And she, like, Edward tells, like, the vampire homies, like, yo, niggas is after my bitch, son. Like, we need to link up. We need to make some shit happen. Because we got to devise a plan. She's telling this nigga, like, yo, y'all not going to be strong enough. Y'all haven't ate yet. Like, y'all got to go kill some, like, pigs. Whatever the fuck these niggas be eating. Like, you can't do that. You can't protect me and stop the intruder at the same time. Jacob over here is like, she's just like, yo, I won't even be alone while you're going to go eat. I'm being protected by Jacob. It's like, yo, like...
spicy. She just dropped the fucking jalapeno on the fucking pizza like that. Why she just chopped the house? She didn't even chop it up. She ripped
it. The whole thing.
And just threw it. And then, like, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like,
what the fuck is going on?
Even, like, Jacob, who was listening, was like, well, hold on, wait. Okay.
Yo, Toxic Nigga Handbook, this whole movie,
she
son.
She dropped the play, the main play.
Yo.
She dropped the main. Yo, she let it cook.
Son.
She let him cook to then cook him. That's
so
crazy.
These niggas literally create like a imagine having an alliance between your man and your side nigga to keep you safe.
First of all.
To keep you safe from the nigga that your boyfriend killed and his girl want revenge.
First
the
of
whole
all,
movie.
Because everybody's a virgin, I'm going to say love must be serious. SRS.
Yo.
Because like, that's crazy. She got her main nigga and her side nigga. To unite, like, with the blood and the Crips flag, when the Bloods and the Crips come together for the moment.
Son,
that's crazy.
Yo, you know what's the illest shit I just thought of, like, while we're talking about this shit? Veronica's the victim, son! You killed my nigga!
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're gaslighting these two niggas to keep you alive. My nigga is dead because of you, son. She's the victim, son. That shit is fucking crazy. This movie. Holy shit. This whole fucking time.
Yeah, they kind of wasn't caring about consequences.
Yo.
I will tell you that much.
It's fucking nuts. Anyway, so now Bella is on the reservation with Jacob. And this is one of my favorite parts of the movie. She's there with the elders. And these niggas is basically talking vampire propaganda about it. That shit was fucking hilarious. They were just like, yo, them niggas was pillaging villages, killing men, women, and children, and your niggas one of them? Oof, couldn't be me. Like,
he was trying to cook her.
Yo, the vampire propaganda,
my
nigga.
Is crazy.
Buddy.
Fox News level of vampirism. Fox News vampirism.
Them niggas had
They're
nothing
savages.
Good to say, son.
Those are monsters.
Crazy, son. They was going. And they old niggas. So they seen some shit.
Yeah.
Them niggas, yo. If there was a hard ER for vampires, nigga.
Vampires.
Vampires, nigga.
You fucking vampires.
And he pull themselves up by the bootstrap. Shout out to the Facebook militia.
Yeah,
I hear you, brothers.
I know y'all finna use vampires on Facebook. Crazy. I know y'all finna start using that on Facebook. Crazy. Shout out y'all, man.
Oh, shit. So anyway, there's like this rogue ninja, rogue vamp that's like creating like a vamp army or whatever to take out the Cullens or whatever, or to get them to join them. Anyway, we move forward. Bella's still thirsty to be a vamp the whole fucking time. All this shit is going on. She's just like, yo, you should just turn me. Like, it would just be so much simpler if you niggas just turn me. Using this as an excuse to get turned. Shorty's fucking wilding. Anyway, she's willing, and she's like, yo, I'm willing to give up, like, friends, family. She don't give a fuck, bro. Like, he was asking her about her pops, and she was just like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, like, she's willing to give up everybody just to be a vampire, bro. Like, she's on some sicko mode. The fact that this nigga Edward likes this type of shit, concern for him too, nigga. Like, I can't, the only person I have any type of sympathy for is my nigga Jacob, son. Like,
I don't even know, though.
Jacob and Victoria. Like, nah, I gotta ride with the underdog, the underwolf, nigga.
Underwolf.
Like,
I mean, he's technically a canine.
Yeah, true. So anyway, she's just like planning out this crazy alibi because he's like, yo, if I turn you, like, how are you going to explain why you can't visit him no more? She's just like, yo, like, I'm going to figure out some shit for like Christmas and birthdays and all this other shit. It's like, yo, you're doing mad shit just to be a vampire, bro. Like, it's not even that. They not even that popping, son. These niggas is not hot,
son. They don't even like it.
Every single one of these niggas regret being a vampire,
like,
son.
You don't like that shit.
And none of them did it by choice. all these niggas, they, it, yo, these niggas got caught up in a wake up now pyramid scheme, son. Like,
and they can't leave.
They imagine stuck. That. They just got to keep adding niggas under them,
imagine
son.
Somebody hits you up and they like, yo, pull up to this event. And you pull up to the event, you turn into a fucking vampire.
Nigga, you going to be tight. Stuck. Yo.
Now you just can't go out. Well, no, you can.
So you at shine night.
Shine like a fucking diamond.
Like a diamond.
And you don't want to bring that attention to you. Apparently, for some reason. I don't know. I feel like if I shine like a diamond, nigga, I'll be outside all the time.
All the time, nigga.
I'm like, yo, y'all see me? I'm fucking glistening.
Yo, you not.
Yo, somebody come take a picture of me.
These niggas not even dying in the sunlight, son. So I don't even understand why they don't be outside. Anyway, I just don't understand. Anyway. So Jacob, again, on his hater shit, is just telling her, like, yo, you don't even got to die to be with me. Like, that's probably the most practical thing I've heard someone say this whole movie.
Probably the most realistic.
Like, yo, you literally don't have to die to be in a relationship with me. Like, that's you could just be alive and, like, it would work.
I'd rather die.
Like, they can be together and, like, you don't even got to eat people or nothing, son. Like, you just live a regular life, like, and be in love. And she's just like, lame.
She's like, that shit is whack. What the fuck? Why would you even bring that up to me? Like, where's the excruciating pain?
Man? Yo, dead ass. Anyway, they link up with Edward, and Edward knows that, like, she punched Jacob at one point because she fucked up her hand. And he's just like, nigga, don't you shoot. Did you ever touch my crew, nigga? Yo. And it's just like, all right, bro. Like, he ain't lie, though. Like, she ain't have to die. Mean, like,
but let's be real about your boy. He forced kissed you. That's why she fucked him. You gotta fucking relax. Why the
he
guys
do.
In
he
this
do.
Shit
he do. He do. He do. He do. He
chill
do.
Out,
he do. He do. He does. I won't lie. He definitely does.
Yeah.
All right. So it's crazy because even Rose, the hater girl from the first movie, because she just had like a vendetta against Bella for no reason, was just like, yo, being a vampire whack, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, if I could just be regular and go to school, nigga, I just go to school. Son. Like, this vampire shit is whack.
Trash.
And she's just like, yo, lame. Like, she's tired of everybody trying.
Nigga, yo. I don't care what you think, Jody. I think it's fucking cool.
I want to be a fucking vampire.
I.
She was just like, yo, I want to grow old. I want to have grandkids. And she's just like, all that shit is corny, nigga.
See,
like,
you talking about some whack shit. I'm talking about some cool.
Yo, it's crazy. It sounds mad. It sounds corny. Like, I just don't fuck with it. So anyway, we find out like some of the string of the murders that were happening recently with the, like the dude as part of the Volturi. Haven't seen who these niggas are yet. They just kind of got like a cool name going on.
They sound like a shadow organization.
Yeah, like on some definitely on some shadow organization type shit. So anyway, Jacob pulls up to the graduation party. Another fucking hater move. This nigga shows up with a gift, nigga.
He said, "We here,
yo.
I got you something, baby. Girl.
Yo,
why don't you accept it in front of your man?
Yo,
that nigga's an R&B artist, nigga. He's doing the mad brolic, like, yo, it's a gift, shorty.
Yo, this thing, that's the yo." Top hater, son.
Our top dirty man.
Yo, that's my son, nigga, son.
Up, I got you a gift. Is your boyfriend? Word. Open the shit.
In front of him.
Oh,
my God. Yo. Bella, son.
I love it so much.
Yo.
Bella, you doing amazing, sweet.
Yo.
You're doing so good right now.
Yo, anyway.
This is the peak of like a pimp game.
Yo.
Like, a pimp game was strong in this movie.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, so, Alice has her Martin Luther King vision again. You know what I mean? It's just and the new the newborns aren't pulling up to Seattle. These niggas in Forks or whatever. And Jacob is like, yo, like I'm gonna team up with the vampires. I gotta protect Shorty because I've been dirty macking this whole time. I gotta protect my investment. Like she dies. Like what's the whole point of this? So these niggas link up. They're supposed to be protecting her or whatever. Yeah, so yeah, so they team up. Apparently, Bella's in New York, like how everything always happens in movies. She's there in New York. Like, that was one of my, like, things that I picked up in the, like, just like how you see, like, in all types of, like, sci-fi movies, everyone's always at the New York. She's New York, nigga. Like, she is New York, nigga. Okay. Like, she is
just chilling wherever she was at.
She's
New York. A natural disaster, baby. Yo. A hub of natural disasters. I get it.
So, this whole time, Jasper is like, this is literally probably my favorite part of the whole movie. Jasper is like training like the wolves and everybody, because you know, like, these niggas gotta prepare for war. Like, real shit is about to happen. And it was at this time, after like watching it and then like rewatching it before we did this episode, I gotta start calling this nigga Jasper Skywalker, nigga. This nigga was killing kids, man. This nigga was wilding the fuck out, son. This nigga was different, son. I was like, wait, hold on. She was like, she saw the bite marks. She was like, yeah, they're war scars. It was kids biting his arm because he was trying to kill him.
Order 66, man. He had to do Order 66.
This nigga,
he can't stop a vampire Order 66.
Yo, this nigga is moving different.
He's familiar, son. He's not a main.
Yo, nigga, this nigga's moving different, son. This man was in a toxic relationship in the past with some Spanish chick named Maria. She was an IG vixen. She was using this nigga, son.
That would be at worst. The old school IG, which was like scrolls or whatever the fuck it was.
Yo, you needed one of those, son.
On one of the bad bitches. Yo,
she'd have had him.
She had his ass. Yo. Jasper was like, fuck, and then I fell in love.
So here's the part that bothered me about this movie, because I don't remember who writes these books, but the funny part is my nigga Jasper, I can't even call him my nigga no more. Is this nigga racist, son? This nigga was fighting for the Confederates. This nigga was in the Civil War, son. I was like, wait, hold on.
Nah.
Hold on, nigga.
If you ask Jasper would say, nah, we wasn't fighting for racism. It was just like, they're like, back in the day, like, we had crops that we had to make sure that was safe.
I was so like, hold on,
we
nigga.
We fighting for the South because we wanted to keep our crops safe. We didn't want racism to keep going. I'm just saying.
Hold on, nigga. I'm
say some shit like that.
My third eye was open in this scene.
Nigga, definitely racist.
Yo. Ain't no way he was killing kids and he wasn't also racist, son. This nigga Jasper had a wild past, bro. Yo. I was thinking about this while I was watching the movie. I was like, but why? Like, why did you even think this needed to be included in a movie? Like, he was already killing kids and this nigga racist, son. This nigga was fighting in the Civil War, bro. That shit have... It explains why he's so, like, fucking weird now. Like, he's way too calm, like, all the time, son. Like, serial killer calm all the time. And it makes so much more sense now. Here, this nigga was killing kids, son. Cool as fucking cucumbers, nigga. That nigga's chill as fuck.
He's broken.
And he's racist.
He's broken. And he's racist. He killed children. Fought for the Confederate. Take with that information what you will. That is a crazy mixture of things to say that someone is. So just put those two things together.
This thing is crazy, judge that man
based off of those two things and other things.
Yo.
Because, like, if you cool with me now, I'm going to be like, so what's up with that Confederate and what's up with the children that died? Because I see the little bite marks and those is tiny.
Until I see this nigga have a conversation with a black person. He on the watch, son. I got this thing on the watch.
Cause he not like
he ain't talked to a single black person in these three movies,
and
son.
I will also say that he didn't treat the Native Americans the best.
Hey,
I'm just saying that out loud.
Hey, I just want you. We just thinking out loud right now.
Continue.
Oh shit!
You get what I'm saying?
Yo. So anyway, Jacob decides to stay with Edward and Bella to like keep her safe, but also the Dirty Mac. So this nigga, again, this movie is like a player haters handbook / toxic like manifesto. This nigga is on the freezing top mountain with Edward and Bella. She's like super cold. This nigga Edward don't feel that shit. This nigga's dead. Like, what's cold breeze, nigga? I don't know what that shit is. What did my nigga Jacob do? I'll keep you warm. Yo, hugging up on a nigga's girl shirtless in front of them under a blanket. How do you not that? How do you not root for this nigga?
That's
son?
The guy. That's the guy. He said, you know what he said to him straight up?
Hotter.
I'm hotter than you.
Double entendre. Don't even ask me how, nigga. Hotter than
you. And he even did this. Like,
yo.
Hotter than you.
Yo.
He hugged Bella. He said,
yo.
How that feel.
Yo.
She's like, warm.
Edward is fucking sick.
This nigga couldn't take it, son. Couldn't say, and you know what makes this whole shit worse? He can't even sleep it off, nigga.
Yeah,
you gotta stay up all night.
You fucking vampire, watch me put my boner on your shoulder.
You already know the ass is on me.
That's what he meant by imprint, nigga. But I'm bum.
That was consensual, of course.
Yo, like, I know that crazy. Nigga was sick, son.
I would have been fucked.
Nigga.
I would have ripped the fucking igloo apart, nigga. Whatever we was staying at apart. I would have been. Yo. I would have went outside.
Yo, dead ass, bro. I would have
kept coming back in every 5 minutes to check, make sure they wasn't doing no crazy.
Yo, there's no way, son. Ain't no fucking way.
Nigga, wildin'.
Yo, and he also told her the same shit. He literally said, like, yo, cuddling with me, like I could get you warm, but it'll work even faster if we take our clothes off in front of yo.
Nigga, what the fucking shit is yo, this? Do you nigga, think I'm pussy? Do you think I'm ass? Are you looking at my face and saying that I'm fucking yo, ass?
That nigga, because
that's what I feel like you're
that
saying.
That nigga is different, that's son. Crazy. That nigga is different.
You know
different.
What? If I did it, I will understand.
That nigga is different. So anyway, now we have a war of words between Jacob and Edward because Shorty fell asleep in the middle of her toxicity. She's just comfortable and like, yum, yum, yum. She's just loving this shit. So these niggas is just like, I know she loves you, but she loves me too, nigga.
I love that so much. So bold.
Yo.
Why is this guy so spicy? Who taught this fucking world to be so spicy? Love
it. Yo, this nigga is different, son.
Nigga, like, yo, like,
yo.
Yeah, I know that's you the main. I'm the side.
Yo, and I'm working on a promotion, nigga. Like,
I just put in my fucking updated resume, nigga. Chief NSC.
Added some skills, nigga.
You see how when I pulled up, I had theme music and I had a new haircut.
It's different out here, son.
Nigga,
yo.
A different wolf.
This nigga literally told him, like, yo, if you stayed away 6 more months, I could have made her happy. This nigga's different, son. This nigga just had all the bars for this nigga. This nigga literally said, yo, I could have took your girl 6 more months. She'd have been mine, nigga. If you didn't come back, it was donezo for you, son. This nigga's different. And he, yo, set the scene. This nigga's saying this to this man's face while cuddled up with his girl, nigga. Shirtless, nigga. Jacob is that nigga, son.
Yo, nigga, so they was arguing. He was holding his bitch. That's crazy. Why are you talking to me like this? Crazy. Why? And Shorty, why are you not saying nothing?
Yo, why is she acting like she really asleep,
why
son?
You
are
fool?
Not that sleep, wake son. Up, it's I, mad talking going on. It's mad talking
you're
going
demon?
On.
Yo. Be a demon.
Yo,
I be using my super vampire here.
Dead ass.
For real or not?
Check the vent. Check up a heartbeat. It's like, nah, you up, nigga. Okay.
You awake.
Nah.
Not saying,
you better say something.
That's crazy, though.
Yo, shit is going crazy.
Scene. Great scene.
All right. So he was like, if she decided to be with me, would you try to kill me? This nigga Edward was like, nah, I couldn't hurt her like that. This nigga is literally curled up with your girl. I'm threatening your life right now, son. Like, what are you talking about? And it's nighttime, nigga.
Trying to kill me?
Nigga. I'm making it look like an accident,
she
nigga.
Me to, absolutely.
Like, obviously. You fucking serious?
Fucking crazy.
Yo.
What you're doing right now makes me want to kill you.
Yo.
You can't do it. So just look out for that.
Yo. And one thing these movies have a sick kink for. is putting my son Jacob up here, and then the next moment just humbling the fuck out of this nigga, son. Hate these niggas doing this shit to my son. Team Jacob, if y'all haven't been able to tell, you know what I mean? So the next morning, Edward does some like dirty macking of his own. This nigga knows Jake has super hearing. He knows Jacob has super hearing. So what does he do outside of the tent while talking to Bella? He's talking about the marriage, nigga. He know he could hear, son. Yeah,
I would pull that move.
This nigga came out like, you're marrying him? Bella was like, oh, shit. He hurt super. Yo, did you do that shit to this nigga on purpose? And he's just like, I don't know the anatomy of a werewolf. What? Super hearing? He hurts?
Nah, this nigga. These niggas are the most toxic, weirdest niggas of all time, son. It was so hilarious to, like, son. Literally watch them, like, pretend like they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yo, these niggas like, moving what? Different.
What do you mean? Oh, shit. Oh, he is a wolf, yo. Right? Oh, shit. They do have good hearing. Oh, wow.
Wow, how I forgot just, like, for 5 minutes. That's crazy.
But also, Bella. Godness.
Yo.
Everybody's on some crazy shit right now. Like, everybody's bugging. Like, literally everybody's bugging.
Yo, I told y'all niggas about that Bella, son. So this nigga's pissed. Hormones going crazy right now. Puberty, all that shit. He storms off. And she's just like, please stay. And he's like, still, even though he knows she's getting married, even though he know his dirty Mac fail, give me one good reason. Because I don't want to lose you. So these niggas is having a out toxic battle right now. Like, what are you? Your boyfriend is right over there. Your soon-to-be husband is right there. He's right there right now. He's
literally standing right there.
She's just like, I don't want to lose you. And he's like, not good enough. Because you're too important. She knows she wants to say I love you, but she can't say that right now because the block is hot. Because the boyfriend is right there. So she's just like, yo. It's because you're a good person. You're too important. And he's just like, still not good enough. She can't say what she really wants to say. She can't right now. If it was just the two of them, she'd have told this nigga she loved him. She'd have told him. I know she'd have told him.
She's a problematic shorty.
Yo.
She's a pimp. She's future.
She's okay. She's pale future, bro. She's literally present Hendrix, nigga. She's like... right? Hendrix. Yo, crazy. So... she literally tells this nigga, because at this point, like, Edward is, like, down there somewhere, because she had to go chase Jacob down for them to have this conversation. And she just, at this point, I'm like, yo, she can't take this toxic, like, femininity up another level. Like she can't go. She's ascended past Saiyan, no, nigga, like Super like, Saiyan. Like, ascended to. She does. She does, y'all. She takes this shit up. What does she tell us, nigga? Kiss me. I'm asking you to kiss me.
Knowing that this bro, nigga Edward can has hear it. Put his whole entire life into trying to dirty Mac your future husband to say words like that. And then Edward also is a fucking vampire.
Bro, you are a fiance at this point.
Like, you know what? He's trying to speed run the experience. And you know what? I can't even blame him.
And you're like asking a wolf man to like kiss you right now. Like, yo. she's like super confused. And the crazy shit is the kiss had her open. She wasn't even expecting this shit. She wasn't expecting to like that shit the way she did. She thought she won up this nigga.
Wait a minute.
So that's what warm lips feel like. Yo, like, because when you think about she's kissing Edward the whole time, this nigga is cold as fuck, son.
Fucking vampire.
She's like kissing on ice, bro. Like,
refrigerated. Freezer. That's crazy.
This nigga got no lips. Like, yo, like.
And then you remember she got cuddled by this
nigga. Yo.
So she probably felt the rah. Yeah. You feel me? And like.
She felt the.
Oh, the eyes out, like, nigga, and, like, the nigga kissed her. She was like, wait a minute.
Hold on.
She was a horny timing.
Yo. Dark Bella, Night Bella is Night, what I'm saying. Night Bella. Yo. So Edward Hull, the host, this nigga is cool as a fan, son. He's just like, yo, you love him? You know what her reply was? Because anyway, I'm in this moment before, because this felt like a million minutes for me. Like, I was just sitting there like, yo, how does she reply to this? Because she literally just kissed this nigga. She know he heard. He asked her if she loves him. What could she possibly say to this nigga to get out of this situation? Like, in the
easiest way. But I love you more.
Yo, at that point, my nigga, I wanted to throw my phone, son. I was like, yo, wait, what?
I gonna lie.
A what?
You like that one, Bella. Bella, what? I'm not gonna lie.
What?
You pulled every Peter's move ever in one fucking play.
Yo.
Shot it from full court with that one.
Yo.
Amazing.
The amount of like toxicity in the past 10 minutes is nuts.
Yeah.
You cuddled up with this nigga in front of your fiance, woke up, kissed the nigga, then told your nigga that no, I love you more though. Why are these niggas still here? Why are these niggas still in this? Victoria would have got her. I ain't even gonna hold you. She'd have got her. I wasn't fighting. You serious? No. Like, Bella's timing was nuts, son. So anyway, the big fight happens. The Cullens and the Wolf Pack versus Victoria and her newborn army or whatever. Niggas going crazy. You like, she literally she tries to fight off Edward because, you know, she wants her revenge. Like I said, she's technically the victim of this movie. Cause these niggas killed her man for Bella. I want revenge, nigga. You the...
I mean,
Bella is the ops, nigga. Bella is the ops, son.
Wrong. Not wrong. She didn't say it out loud.
She not wrong, son. These niggas really try... This whole movie is clearly told through the eyes of Bella. Because Bella made herself look like the victim, son. You are the aggressor,
she
nigga.
She also didn't even make herself look like the victim at no point.
Yo.
She was fucking wild. I love you more. Like, kiss me, nigga.
Yo,
like,
what?
He far away from my nigga who got super hair. And her, like, her falling for the Jacob.
Yo.
For the Edward conversation where
yes.
Married. You didn't fall for that shit. You know what I mean?
Yo.
You pulling strings right now. Use Jigsaw.
Yo.
You Jigsaw
in
the series.
Nasty work, son. So it felt like every time they tried to hide Bella, they fail. You know, they tried to use like Edward Sen or whatever. Like I said, the mega fight or whatever happens. She's macking like crazy. She's just like, yo, come on. You know, you my main squeeze. Like, you don't even got to worry about that nigga Jacob, son. Like, what are you talking about, son? Yo, honestly, if you watch this movie.
Putting in the work.
Yo. If you take a shot every time someone says love in this movie, son, you drunk. Like,
oh, you
25 minutes. You dying, son. 20 minutes of alcohol poison. It's over for you, son. So anyway, they just be tossing the word love around. So they don't even mean nothing no more. Everybody just loves everybody. It's like all these niggas is like Jonathan Majors breaking up that fight.
I'm fucking crying.
No, love first. No.
Hold on. Turn your laptop around. Yo. Turn your laptop around and record this.
Yo, Jonathan Majors is Bella, son.
Turn your laptop around and record this. Hey, I love you.
Hey.
I love you way more.
And you shouldn't fight over it.
Did you get that?
Yo.
Guys, treaty. Guys, keep me alive. Guys, treaty.
Yo, these niggas, yo, shit is crazy with her, son. She's different, son.
Made it fucking work. And
she's,
you know,
fucking different. I'm not even gonna lie. Anyway, so we get the one-on-one with Victoria and this nigga Edward. This nigga can fight. I'll give him that. That nigga, as calm as that nigga is, that nigga was out there on some Eddie Gordo shit, nigga. That nigga could fight, son. This nigga bust her ass, takes a head off. Yo, I think that's the number one thing that always pulls me back. Like, this is not just romance and it's actual vampires. Because this nigga took her head off and they burned her body, son. This is supposed to be a romance, a teenage romance, nigga.
Guess what? We got niggas that if you put them in the sun, they shine. We want to cut their heads off and burn their bodies.
I was like, wait, what?
I like that.
That shit, I sat up. I was like, okay.
They started wild.
I was like, all right, so this nigga's clearly abusive. Like, you got to... Maybe you should have stuck with Jacob. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, this guy's kind of scary. Yeah,
this nigga's moving real different.
Why is this nigga so scary?
He could have just killed her and just been... This nigga burnt the body and everything. So this nigga's
bugging.
Wilding the fuck out. Anyway, we move forward. They head back. We get to the main fight again. Jacob is there. He's helping like a pack member with like the rogue newborns or whatever. These niggas shattering bones and shit. Fuck this niggas up. His right side as a wolf fucked up. Doing his best. He didn't even have to do all this because he already knew he was second. So like him breaking bones and shit to be in second place to me is already nuts. But okay, cool.
I want to do what I want.
Yo. Anyway, they get him out fast because the Volturi show up. And you know, the Volturi don't want to know like the wolves and the fucking vamps got a fucking treaty, nigga. Like, so this nigga gotta leave. The wolf pack takes him the fuck out of there. Volturi show up. They like, yo, what happened? And they were just like, yo, nah, we murked them niggas. And they just like, just the five of y'all took out that whole true word. Cause these niggas are behind the shit the whole time. So now they trying to act stupid, like, yo, yeah, y'all killed them niggas.
Like, so let me ask y'all a question. Only five of y'all.
And y'all murked.
He was like, yeah. So y'all murked
all of them. The whole newborn army.
Hey. So we heard that somebody got their head pulled off. Body murked. That true? Yes. And you guys did that. Just say it again, just so we can be clear. Yes, we did all of that. Ah, interesting. Interesting. Cool.
Yo. Moving crazy, son. So anyway, we move forward. The Volturi just like, all right, bet. Cool. I know them niggas is pissed because you set these niggas up to die and they ain't die. So now you pissed and now you gotta act like you don't care. But them niggas was tight, son. And they couldn't prove it. They couldn't prove that Wolves was there, but they know some shit was up, son. That shit was sus. These niggas not that nice, son. These niggas can't fight like that. That shit don't make no fucking sense, son. These niggas not that nice.
We sent enough niggas to kill them, so we don't get it. This shit don't fucking make no sense.
How did they not die?
It could only be five of them. There has to be more.
Nigga, the math is not mathing right now, son. Shit is not making sense. So anyway, we move forward. Dr. Cullen is at the hospital or whatever because, you know, he's checking on Jacob or whatever. Because like, yo, you know, niggas did us a solid. I'm going to check up on this nigga. So he literally had to re-break all of fucking Jacob's bones for them to be able to like fuse back together properly, which is insane to say in a sentence that you're already like half dying. And the only way to save you is to break your bones in the perfect way so that when they heal, they all heal back normal. This nigga Jacob's going through it in the hospital right now, son. This nigga's...
He's still sobbing.
This nigga is like Eminem, just knees weak, arms his head. This nigga's sweating, son. This nigga's the final battle against Clarence, nigga. Yo, it's going crazy, son.
The main nigga so bad.
So bad. I've never seen, yo.
Like, I want to be the main nigga, so I will go through all pain.
Yo, I've never seen a nigga want a promotion that bad in my life. For nothing, ever. Son. Never, for ever. Nothing.
He like, niggas resorting to everything in the book.
This nigga had his bones broken, bro. So anyway, this nigga is off the morphine, broken bones, sweating, and he's still shooting his fucking shot. It is the most amazing thing.
It's impressive. It's actually highly impressive.
I've never seen a nigga... Yo, this nigga would not quit.
The tenacity.
The tenacity. Perfect word, son. This nigga was just like, yo, I just did all I could at this point. And he's just like, yo, you know I love you.
Nigga don't got ribs. Both his arms is in cast. Nigga, neck brace.
This nigga look like a mummy, son. Yo, shit don't make no like sense.
That SpongeBob character. Yo. He's still spitting the ribs.
Yo.
Nigga, he on her. He on it. Yo, I respect it.
Yo. This shit is crazy. So she tells this nigga that she loves him. And he's just like, you know how much I wish that was enough. Because he heard the shit from her the whole movie. It's not working no more. Like, you can't keep telling me how much you love me, and then you go back to your main vampire nigga. I'm in a hospital for you right now. Like, are you serious? The doctor said I need about 4 to 5 weeks of recovery. This nigga's like Biggie, son.
I'm fucking crying. Yeah, she...
Yo, different. So anyway, this nigga... Like, that's the last we see him for the rest of the movie. You gotta go get some rest now. Like, it's over for him.
He's got a concussion.
So, so what does Bella do? She goes to have fun in her little flower shit with Edward. Like, I'm safe. Like,
she got a man, nigga.
Yeah, like, what you want me to do? You gotta lay down here for like 5 weeks, hey, bro. Like, you good out here. Ain't nothing you could do.
Heal up, tap on the leg. Walk away.
Bless up. Bless up.
Bless you, my man.
Yeah. So they're in the field just like how the movie started. And Ed is, he's like trying to explain to her, like, she's explaining to him how she feels or whatever, and how she wants to turn before August 13th, like a month before her birthday or whatever. And she's just like, you know, it was never really a choice between like you and Jacob, which is crazy. Like, she's giving this, she's reassuring this thing. Hey. So imagine, yo, and put that line into perspective. And the rest of the fucking movie and all the shit she did to this nigga. Yeah,
whatever, man.
Like, are you serious? She's
the worst.
Yo.
She's actually the worst.
It was never a choice between Yasu. Like,
nah, that's mad crazy.
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, and then she tries to get fake deep. It's between who I should be and who I am. You're 18. Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, you don't even know who you are yet. Like, and this nigga's eating. He's feeding into this, which is embarrassing because you're 143, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro, you're mad embarrassing.
Like, are you serious?
Yo, we try to, like, embarrass Aang. Like, 110.
No.
You're like 143.
Bro, no. Like, no.
You're a fucking sucker. But anyway,
so
you're not a loser. Technically a winner.
Yo.
Not me. I'm not living that life.
You're living that life. Yo, you living a dangerous...
Living dangerous.
If you explain that, that was just the line of what Hayu was explaining to somebody. 16-year-old has 143-year-old male wrapped around her
fucking finger, nigga. And, you like Hugh Hefner, nigga. Like, shit is crazy.
He has a 143-year-old male and a wolf wrapped around her finger.
Her riz is unstoppable, nigga.
What are you talking about?
Over 9,000. Yeah. So anyway, she explains that it's more like it's more than just about her and Edward. Like, this whole turning thing is really just for her or whatever the case is. This nigga's feeding into this shit. He's eating it up. Yum, yum, yum. And she's just like, all right, give me the ring back. So he gives her the ring that he made. Oh, no, his what was that? His mom's ring or whatever. It's, that ring is ugly as fuck, by the way. But he gives it to her. That shit is ugly, son. That you can tell that nigga's 143. Back in the day,
yeah,
niggas ate that type of ring up like,
I'm fucking crying. They thought that was the hottest shit they ever seen.
Yo, back during the Civil War, nigga.
I'm crying. That nigga was a Confederate.
Yo.
That's a Confederate ring,
nigga.
That Confederate ass ring.
That ring is racist as fuck. That ring has seen a few hosings, my nigga.
Yeah, that's a Confederate ass ring. That ring has seen slavery.
That ring has a Facebook account, nigga.